What are you doing?
You've just been tugging on and off about your cold bottom.
No way. It's not cold. It's airing.
You, Adam, listen to me.
What?
You even said, I married you. The least you could do is lie across me and warm my bottom. And I started to feel so bad that I finally decided to come cover your ass.
You just said it to wake me up.
No, Adam.
You attacked me with
that
blanket.
Why would I ever wake you up when you're talking and I want you to keep talking?
My body's not cold.
Baby.
I like to air it.
No,
it has a mass so great it gets so hot anyway.
Adam, I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, listen, baby. Come here. I love you, and I'm sure you had the best of intentions, but you woke me up.
Well, I didn't know what to do. You just kept going on and on about it.
I go on and on about a lot of things. Most of the time you ignore me.
But this one... I mean, this one seemed relevant to real life. I looked over and saw that it was, in fact, exposed. And then I started to feel so bad. You said, I don't like having a cold bottom. And so I came to cover it because I was worried about you.
You get hypothermia of the arse.
I didn't like you sounding so distressed.
Oh, but baby, you threw the blanket on top of me.
I laid it. You perceived that, but I actually laid it very gently.
Well, I felt like I was attacked by a heavy flat thing.